Oh, yes, Shaky, of course, and Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM. This is 1, 2, 3. Now, I've been so excited about what's about to happen here in the studio. I can't believe that sitting opposite me in the studio is the man of the moment. It's Father Christmas!
I don't know how I've managed to find the time to pop in and see you, Bob, but there we go. You have this persuasive personality, and here I am.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Santa, and that's an issue. Now, I don't know if you've got a bit of an identity crisis, but you've had so many names over the century. As a child, I called you Father Christmas, but you're also known as Santa, St. Nicholas, Père Noël, Kris Kringle. Ooh. What should I call you?
Well, I don't mind. You can call me what you like. But officially, I'm called Santa Claus, because I have a German background. And, of course, Klaus is the correct pronunciation of Claus. Everybody says Claus,
okay.
And it should be Klaus.
Well, I'll just call you Santa, if that's all right.
That's fine with me.
Lovely. Well, thank you for all my presents over the years. You've done a brilliant job.
Well, one does one's best, you know.
Absolutely. Now, you've been very busy lately with Christmas just around the corner. How are things going?
We've got a few problems, Bob.
Oh.
I have to say, Rudolph has been stirring things up. He's been whinging about his nose. He wants some LED lights for his nose and... Oh, God knows what else. But anyway, we've got this... I heard you talking about it. I do have a little radio on my sleigh and... excuse me. I hear that the... you heard you mentioning about the National Union of Reindeer threatening to strike. Well, it's serious, you know. I don't know how this business about the bananas came up, but they seem to have got this thing about bananas, and we can't get the damn things at the North Pole. So what do I do? Got any suggestions?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to have a think about that. Maybe if any listeners have got any ideas, they could call in the studio. radio@phoenixfm.com. You can email us. So you can't get bananas at the North Pole?
Can't get bananas at the North Pole. The strange thing is, Bob, that you know how cats hate cucumbers?
Yeah, do they?
You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cats hate cucumbers. Well, my bloody reindeer are the same. They hate cucumbers, and I don't understand. I mean, they're not so different to bananas, are they?
No, not really.
Damn shape, you know. And anyway, they hate cucumbers, but they've just learned to love these banana things.
Oh.
I mean, they're quite happy normally with their oats, apples, the hay, the carrots, and they love sprouts. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That can be a problem. Remember, I'm in this sleigh. There's four reindeer not very far in front of me, and they love sprouts. So please don't put any sprouts out if you're putting anything out for the reindeer.
Oh, I can imagine that must be quite a problem.
It is a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
We've got this little elf. She's a shop steward of the North Pole branch of the National Union of Reindeer. And she's stirring them all up about these damn bananas.
Dear. Well, you know, have they ever had bananas before? Do people leave treats out for reindeer that are bananas then?
No, but coming back to the cucumbers, they've twigged that the reindeer hate cucumbers. And some of them, the mischievous ones, they don't get any presents, obviously. They do leave out the cucumbers, occasionally a banana.
Right, okay. Well, it's a whole world I had no idea about that went on in the North Pole with the reindeer, isn't it?
Serious stuff, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
serious stuff.
Now, I know you regularly listen to this show, so you must know all about Daphne, my other regular listener.
Daphne, yes, I know all about Daphne.
I thought you would. Now, I play a song for her every week. The question is, though, which list is Daphne on? Is she naughty or nice?
Oh, she's on the naughty list. Do you know what she's put on our list for Christmas this year?
What's that?
She has asked for pink frilly knickers.
My goodness.
Can you believe that?
That is a bit over the top, isn't it, really?
I'm surprised.
So do you normally supply pink frilly knickers?
Well, if they're over 18, we do give it serious consideration.
Right.
But we don't have a huge stock of them, unfortunately.
Okay, you take your job very, very seriously, don't you?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay, well, Daphne has asked for a song this week, and I don't know if she's trying to send a message to you, but it's Santa Baby.
To be
Wonderful Kylie Minogue and Santa Baby. Yes, indeed, it is Santa. And that was especially for Daphne. And I'm sure you've made Daphne's Christmas this year.
Well, I hope she didn't end up blushing too much.
No, I hope not, no. So, very busy time for you, as we've said. But how do you keep busy for the rest of the year?
A lot of preparation to do, Bob, you know. Okay. It's not that easy. We don't just turn a switch and it's all there. The elves, in particular, slaving all year round, really,
Absolutely.
You know, to organise everything. It's a bit easier now with computers and stuff. They have smartphones, you know. We didn't have those.
Wow.
But they've all been issued with smartphones, and they're thrilled about that. But it's this banana business, isn't it? We do want to keep going on about the bananas, but anyway, it's a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah, absolutely. But you must find a bit of time to relax when all the presents are delivered and you've fed the reindeer and put them to bed. How do you relax on Christmas Day?
Well, now, yes, normally it goes pretty well. And I thought about this. It's quite funny, I thought. I'll say this and it'll get everybody laughing. I like to chill out in Lapland. That's rather funny. Because that's where I actually
that's
go.
That's terribly amusing, yes, Santa. Yes.
I normally end up, you know, in Lapland to have a bit of a chill out there. Oh, so funny. Hot chestnuts. Love hot chestnuts. Always scoff plenty of those.
Wow.
Little bit of mulled wine, you know, that's a favourite of mine. I don't drink an awful lot, and mulled wine goes down really well.
Lovely.
Yep.
Oh, very nice. So, what about, do you sort of sit back, relax, and watch your favourite Christmas film, perhaps?
Oh, yes, now, Christmas films, there's a lot of them around, aren't there? But that old classic, It's a Wonderful Life, with George and Mary. Great film, although I think Jimmy Stewart is a little bit over the top at the end, you know,
he?
When he suddenly discovers that it's all okay. You see that wonderful set of James Stewart teeth? I think that's slightly over the top. I'd like to have him pulled back a bit. If I was directing that film, I said, Jimmy, great, but, you know, a little smaller there, a little smaller.
Yeah, I expect you delivered presents to him when he was a boy.
Yes. Lovely lad.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned all the elves and all their hard work. Do you throw a big party for them to celebrate afterwards?
Well, it depends how well they perform, of course, to a degree, but they always organise their own knees-up.
Okay.
And it's always a fun affair. You know, these elves are full of life and they organise their own knees-up. All those Christmas songs get dug out again. I'm a bit of a grump, Bob. I do admit that a lot of the Christmas songs drive me nuts. I can't bear to hear them.
What's the worst one, then?
Everybody loves that one with the Pogues. Isn't they called the
Pogues? Yeah.
Hate it. Absolutely hate it.
That's Billericay's favourite Christmas song.
Oh, well, obviously I've got poor taste, haven't I?
But what is your favourite one, then?
Oh, my favourite one. Well, I've got quite a soft spot for Sleigh Ride.
Okay. Right, well, we'll see.
Have you got that?
I think we...
In your huge collection.
I think we have. I'll see if we can dig that out in a moment. But meantime, can you tell us one thing that nobody knows about you?
Ah, you're digging a bit deep here, Bob, aren't you? I don't know whether I should mention this, but did you know that in the off-season, I don't have a beard?
Ah...
I shave the damn thing off. Uh-huh. It tickles like hell, and I think, oh, I can't bear to have this for another, you know, 9 months or whatever it is. So I shave it off for 9 months, and then I grow it in the last part of the year.
That's a world exclusive for Phoenix FM.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned that, really.
No, that's fine. Have you got any photographs of you, like?
Oh, no, that you're going too far.
Okay, right.
I'm afraid I do have a couple, but no, because they might get into the wrong hands and that'll be the end of that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't want to upset you, Santa, so to make amends, I'll play you your favourite Christmas song. Here's the Ronettes and Sleigh Ride.
Always. Players Lounge, Billericay is the new hotspot for nightlife in Essex. With top DJs, live bands, celebrity appearances and big sporting events, we provide high-end entertainment every Friday and Saturday night for over 21s. Regular offers including 2-for-1 cocktails and cocktail trees from just £45, plus our exclusive VIP booths will make your night extra special. Players Lounge, buzzing with excitement and glamour every weekend.
Did you know St. Francis Hospice will collect and recycle your real Christmas tree for a voluntary donation? Search St. Francis Hospice for more information and to register your tree. Support your local charity this Christmas. Sponsored by Western Co.
With energy prices going through the roof, reducing heat loss in your home is more important than ever. At Vita Home Improvements, we offer free, no-obligation advice on the most advanced products that do just that. Whether it's increasing the natural insulation properties of your home or installing specialist loft insulation that can reduce your energy bills, we can help. For your free, no-obligation quote, call us on 01245 950 950 and make your first move towards a more energy-efficient home.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, Darren will be here 10 o'clock tonight with the greatest reggae show on the radio. Now it's Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM. I am live in the studio with Santa, and I've got a few more questions for you, Santa. Now, you've been doing this job for many years now.
Centuries, my man.
Absolutely. I mean, will you ever retire, and who would take over if you did?
Let me just say, first of all, I have been this age for as long as I can remember. I was young once. I can barely remember that time. Okay. I've been ancient for centuries. The great thing is, Bob, I don't get any older. Did you know that?
That's amazing.
I don't get any older. I mean, I look really old, don't I? I don't get any older. That's a great thing. If I had to choose somebody to replace me, who would I choose? Well, I would, I think, choose David Attenborough.
Oh, wow, yeah. What a good centre.
Yep. He's a nice bloke.
Yeah.
And you know what? He'd really take care of the reindeer, wouldn't he?
Absolutely, and he knows his way around the world
as well. And he knows his way around the world.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
I think that is a brilliant idea. So can you remember when you were about 20? If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
Well, now, as I was mentioning just now, I've been this age for a long time. Yeah. I can barely remember being that age. But I think I would tell my younger self, and in fact, any person's younger self, not to worry about getting old. It's great.
Okay.
Getting old is great.
Fantastic positive message for us there. Do you ever get fed up with being Father Christmas? If you could be anything else at all, what would you do? What would you be?
Oh, that's a tricky one, Bob. Yeah. It was all those centuries ago. I took the audition, I got the job, and to be honest, I didn't have a lot going for me. I was just lucky. I think that if I hadn't become Father Christmas, I would have ended up, stacking shelves in a supermarket or something. I don't really have, I haven't got any, qualifications or anything. So.
No.
Well, yeah, so I was just lucky.
Well, you've done a brilliant job over the centuries, as you say. Does that make you proud? Is that the one thing in life that makes you most proud?
I think what makes me most proud is the fact that I've never delivered the wrong present to anybody.
Right.
I have had occasion not to deliver a present that was on somebody's list. You know, they put down, I don't know, could be something a bit rude, We don't normally deliver rude presents.
Right. Okay.
Well, they wouldn't get that.
No.
They would not get the blow-up rubber dollar, they put on there, But normally, they get the presents that they want, and I've never, ever given anybody the wrong present.
Great. Well, you've maintained very high standards then.
Indeed.
Oh, hang on. We have a call coming into the studio. Good afternoon, Phoenix FM.
Hello, big ears.
Blooming cheek. Who is that, please?
I'm Holly Mistletoe, shop steward for the North Pole branch of the National Union of Reindeer, Big Ears.
Oh, right. Okay. But will you stop calling me Big Ears, please?
Oh, okay, Big Ears.
Now, what's all this about reindeer going on strike at Christmas?
We want bananas. We want bananas. We want bananas.
Okay, but what do the reindeer normally get to eat then?
Apples, hay, oats, carrots, sprouts. But we want bananas. We want bananas.
Well, that sounds like a very good reindeer diet. So why do you want bananas too?
I don't know, but we want bananas. We want bananas.
Have any of the reindeer ever tried a banana?
No, but we want bananas. We want...
Oh, just stop for a minute, will you? Now, I'm going to give Father Christmas a big box of bananas to bring back to the North Pole with him. The reindeer can try them, and if they like them, he's told me he will see if he can get more next December. Now, would that help?
Oh, yes, because we want bananas. We want bananas.
Is that enough to call off your strike, then?
Yes, thanks, Big Ears.
Well, thank goodness for that. Christmas is saved. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Jimmy, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend the holiday. I called on old dear Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away, because he's getting ready his reindeers and his sleigh. You better watch out. You better not cry.
That's not a bad day's
jolly,
work, is it?
Very jolly song.
Yeah, absolutely. And the strike is averted. You must be relieved.
Excellent, excellent. We just need to make sure that perhaps people will leave plenty of bananas out this year, and then, you know, that'll satisfy them even more.
That's a very good idea.
Don't leave out the cucumbers, because that will just stir things up again. You know they hate cucumbers, just like cats. Reindeer hate Cucumbers.
Okay, right. I don't know what to say about that, really.
Don't know why.
Okay. Now, I'm interested in your sleigh. It's parked outside at the moment, and after the show, I'm going to nip out and have a good look at it. But does it have seat belts?
No, it doesn't have a seatbelt. You see, it gets very complicated now because we have this wonderful technology which you guys can't get a handle on because it's way beyond what you'd understand.
Right.
But basically, these things, they travel, you know, the sleighs, we've got a backup as well. They travel at a very high speed. We don't need a seatbelt because of the technology we use inside the sleigh itself.
Wow.
But we do use an anti-gravity bubble.
Oh.
Now, what happens is that on occasion we have to go up into the ionosphere to get to somewhere quickly. And because of the thin atmosphere there, we have gravity problems. You know, we start to drift off the sleigh, which is obviously not, and the reindeer go all over the place. So we have to use these anti-gravity bubbles very effective. The other problem we have is with G-force. I've learned to deal with it. And when we get to a certain speed, the G-force is not applied anymore because, again, of this wonderful technology we've got, you know.
Okay.
We can go we can go to the speed of light.
Wow.
You know, it's wonderful. We don't often do that because the reindeer get a bit knackered, but...
Yeah.
But we can do that, you know.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful. I can't explain it. It's obviously a deep secret we can't talk about.
No, okay. But I would think with all this technology, you would be able to install an air filtration system to counteract the reindeer's Brussels sprouts.
Do you know, you've just inspired me to... Yes, that's what a good idea, Bob. We'll have to think of something for that. Yeah, the sprouts. You'd mention them again, you naughty boy.
Oh, terribly
sorry. I told you not to talk about the sprouts.
Oh, I'm nice, really. What about that list, the naughty and nice list? How do you actually know?
Ah, now, there's a good question.
Right.
By their aura.
Ah.
Now, this again is something very technical. I can't explain all the ins and outs. Can't give away all the, you know, the hidden secrets of how it all works. But basically, by their aura.
Okay, so you read them and then...
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, amazing. Well, do you know what? I think this is the best interview I've ever done. I'm actually loving this. Thank you so much for coming in. You're not going yet.
Well, you're a real sweetheart, Bob, to say that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. But we'll have another song and then we'll have another little chat.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas,
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 Christmas.
Johnny Mathis, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and it certainly is here in the Phoenix FM studio with Santa, live with me, Bob Simpson, talking Christmas and strikes, and the strike has been averted. That is wonderful news.
That's great news.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, it was with the National Union of Reindeer, and I think you mentioned earlier on that Rudolph has been a bit of a nuisance.
He's always been a bit of a nuisance. He thinks, because he's got this red nose, he thinks he's the star. You know, there's eight reindeer altogether.
Yeah.
He's always
Well, you need to probably make up with them now. I mean, what are you going to do when you get back out there?
Well, they always get a few special meals, you know, when they come back. It's difficult to know what to do with them, really, to keep them quiet for the rest of the year. But, you know, we manage. Yeah. We take them back to Lapland. They have a good old chase around, you know. Because they're tied to the sleigh, aren't they, for a lot of the time, which is not great for them. They get a bit fed up with that. Imagine the horses, you know, when they're pulling caravans and things like that. Can't be much fun, could it?
No.
The reindeer are a bit the same, really. Right.
So Rudolph's the ringleader, really. What are the rest of them like?
They're all right. They're a pretty good bunch, but of course they've been riled up by this business with the bananas.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? How can people get so worked up about a silly banana? You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes me cross. And I could, I suppose, try and get a hold of some... well, I could do. Of course, you can get these dried bananas, can't you? I could order some huge bags of dried bananas through my elves, and I wonder if that would help. That might help, actually. Yeah.
Well, if it averts strike action, then it's worth trying, isn't it? Yes.
And they might prefer that kind of crunchy feel, you know, from a dried banana rather than a soggy fresh one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that could be all right.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they've been working with you through the centuries as well.
Yes.
Do they never get older either?
Well, no, they don't, actually. I mean, they're a bit similar. They started off being much younger than they are now, and then they got to a certain age when they were fully formed, and then they've stayed the same age right through. Yep.
So do you know the secret of why this happens?
I do, but I can't tell you.
Oh, I know. I'm just thinking, you know, in the commercial world, that would be worth an absolute fortune, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I hope I don't get mugged on. the way out, you know.
Well, so
come
do
on,
I.
Santa, what's the secret?
So do I, because it would ruin the Christmas of children all around the world.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. Well, I think it's time to let you go, because I know
you've
got
busy.
Lots and lots of work. But before you go, don't forget that huge box of bananas for the reindeer in the corner. That's exclusively...
That's good, but that, I think we'll try the dried ones.
Okay.
The chips.
Yeah.
The banana chips they've got under there. Yeah, I think we will try those as well.
Okay. So approximately how long will it take you to get back to the North Pole from here?
Well, you see, the sleigh and the reindeer, as I say, can travel, if necessary, at the speed of light.
Wow.
We probably won't go that fast, but I mean, we'll get there in about half an hour or something, I expect.
That's amazing, amazing. Well, if the reindeer like the bananas and they prefer the fresh ones, let me know and we'll keep you supplied every December with a huge box of bananas. Hopefully the dried ones will work.
Yes, and, No Brussels sprouts.
No Brussels sprouts, okay. No, definitely not. We're going to play Rudolph's song in a moment, but thank you very much for coming in, Santa, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
Well, I wish the same to you, Bob, and of course I've got to give my hallmark ho, 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 ho. I actually don't laugh like that, but everybody expects me to, you know? Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you very much, Santa Claus. Klaus, even.
Klaus is better.
Yes, I beg your pardon.